Okay, thank you. I'd like to, I'm going to put the motion that council gives tentative approval to the NetSafe proposal. I'm seeking a seconder. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Just a point of discussion, because we're now actually in the council. When are we going to refer this to the members? At what point do we refer this to the members?
As part of the
business plan consultation.
Yes,
budget
consultation. It will be referred to the members. Yes, we had a 4 there. Against? Abstentions? You abstaining, Mark?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Same reasons I have before.
Thank you. Chris. That's done. Right. Mr. E.D., I think we should do you now and then return to Frank.
I don't mind being done in order.
Good.
I think.
This is your other report that's in the stack here?
Yeah, this is more just a sort of an update of. Issues of late. Walking through, I don't intend to spend much time on the individual issues, but Christmas office closing as per last year. I've done a report there on the telecommunications regulation update as of a week ago, the anti-spam and the cyber law fellow initiatives, really on behalf or as the public policy committee report to council. And probably, I think, in future, that is the form that the technical policy and public policy reports should take, and I'll sign them off with the chairs of those committees before bringing it to council. The cyber law fellow is actually an item that probably deserves some discussion, and that is that originally, when applications were sought year one, the successful applicant was approached and a contract could not be concluded or successfully negotiated. So he fell out of the picture, and the current cyber law fellow, who was runner-up, was offered the position and took it. In the interim, the original preferred candidate has come back. A contract has been negotiated by Vic and is on the point of being signed now. So even though perhaps our processes weren't strictly followed to sign off on that, I think it's probably quite useful to note that we should have a very useful cyber law fellow in place for next year.
Okay.
And I guess at that point, are there any questions on that? So, okay. Probably at the end of January, formally the end of December, but there may be some outcomes that are worthwhile keeping her forward to roadshow in January.
Sure.
So.
Are we planning some sort of celebration of that?
Yes. Good. Yep, indeed. There will be a formal sort of handing over of a document. And it might align with the council meeting on the 16th of December or on the evening of the 15th of December. ICTNZ is a separate activity. I think the advertising.nz spending on non.nz activities, those were the ads that appeared last year and seemed to cause a little bit of consternation. We have a statement by AGM to do such advertising, but it's really now left to council's discretion as to whether to do it or not. We do have a $10,000 budget item for this year, but really just wondering if council has the tenacity to persevere with that as a project, and there's a recommendation coming up on that. Any discussion on that?
Simon, were you signalling?
Yeah. Seems to be competing views about what kind of book commitment that was made at that AGM. I don't see council being committed to spending $10,000 or $30,000 a year forever to put in an ad that nobody saw. What I would prefer to see, and I don't see one of my pet little things, is that this advertising budget be rolled into the communications, a mythical communications plan, and we come back and say, okay, this is what we're going to do in communications. A certain amount could be in advertising, and it could take this form to achieve whatever message we want to do. So I don't see any commitment here to carry on what we did last year, but I would like to see a commitment going forward that maybe, E.D., you might want to think about, is that when would be the appropriate time, and I'm thinking now that we have Richard on board, is that we actually come back with, finally, a communications plan.
Indeed, no, that's part of the thinking behind this, is it was really how we might look to boost our weeks in which we don't have much news. We might do some profile building ads and so on. So very much a comms plan, but there is a specific decision on whether or not there is a requirement upon us to spend on this particular advertising. If nobody saw the $30,000 ads last year, is anybody going to see the $10,000 ads this year? Is it something that you would be comfortable for us to roll into a general comms budget?
Can I just jump in here and say, unless somebody wants to speak against the position Keith's expressed here, I suggest we just move on.
Yeah. Well, I'm not happy to take expressing a position because it's...
He's asking for a decision.
Yes,
he's... I'll move the position if you want to pay the deal for Amos, so...
Yeah.
Second...
Well, out of order actually, but we will do a motion shortly and cover all those off because the motions are here and Keith's working through his report.
Okay. Well, I think we've discussed it fully, and we'll see where that leads. Internet governance target team. At the last meeting, and actually, my apologies for not being at the last council meeting, but
understood
somewhat difficult circumstances for me. And it was extremely difficult in the week before dealing on poor bandwidth from Samar to get all the papers and get them in some sort of order. So I left Jordan completely in the lurch in terms of not knowing anything about these particular proposals. However, the concept of the Internet Governance Target Team, I've revised it slightly from what went to the last meeting because I think the outcome of the last meeting was it was a bit narrowly focused on just purely the MOU with New Zealand Government and an agreement with ICANN. And I'm suggesting that this might be a target team to look at the overall aspects of internet governance, including the ongoing issues with United Nations and ITU and their desire to take over the internet, and any other issues of international internet governance that arise. So the idea is to set up the target team as the specific people who have the highest interest in that arena, and to keep a watching brief and to report back. It's not a decision-making body in its own right.
Were you waving, Mark?
Yeah, I was. I'll get into semantics, but a target team is a group of people essentially for a specific purpose which does the job and goes away. This is an ongoing watching brief, isn't it?
It may only be a watching brief for a period of time until such things as the MOU with New Zealand Government, the ICANN accountability frameworks or whatever are resolved,
to retain an overview of national and international governance issues, to actively engage in promoting or protecting the .nz model, to maintain an overview of formalising Internet NZ's New Zealand delegation, to consider non-staff travel applications, to report and provide recommendations to council. None of that goes away, Keith.
I think, Mark, what you're saying is you're not necessarily against the group being formed, but you see it as a more formal working group rather than a target.
Okay. I guess that actually thinking about it, the terms of reference that have changed from the last meeting do lead to a longer term.
Yeah, I think that needs to be thought about in that context. I really wouldn't want us to sign off on something that then becomes an albatross because no one knows how to get rid of it.
Believe me, I want to get rid of any redundant task forces, working groups, committees, or anything, or anyone who's just meeting for the sake of meetings.
Sure, my point is that it won't be redundant according to its terms of reference.
It would be, because it's a target team under our structure, it means it becomes redundant at the point that it's got nothing left to do.
Okay.
Can I ask a comment? You raised this question.
Yes.
We've had a proposal to have a working group coming out of the previous...
Which is sitting on the table, yes.
Are we talking about two things, or are we going to...
I think that's something... Yes, I think that is an open question, frankly. I think that is something that this meeting needs to determine.
Can we have that discussion now? I think, is that well, appropriate?
Sort of, I read the first paragraph and it said, develop the project outline for formalising relationships with ICANN and New Zealand government. So it seems to me that this title team is directly related to what we saw from Frank.
I think that's fair. That's a fair point. Frank, do you have a view on this?
No, I don't. This sort of sits alongside the proposal that my paper puts up. The proposal in my paper is that NZOCX is a steering group specifically for that NZ stuff, and the nature of the actual negotiating is less open. The terms of reference are put in there, but the actual membership there's no suggestion about that at all. Now, a membership like this, for example, could in fact be quite suitable for that. The difference, I guess, between this and the white paper is that this one is maintaining an overview, so it's also a steering group in a sense. And that's an issue that probably needs to be resolved, whether NZOC leads the process or whether the council does, or whether this is a consultative group of the council, or quite how it all works. I think those are issues that probably need to be sorted out.
I think this is an appropriate forum for that, yes. Yes, what I was going to do is actually suggest that we receive the report and do all the non-controversial items and come back to this one at the end of the ED's report item. Is that an appropriate way through for people? And then we can pick this point up and do it? Okay. So I've got a number of motions here that the executive... sorry, Keith, are you... beg your pardon, Keith, are you still going?
Yeah, no, still a bit more on the...
beg your pardon.
The member, or councillor benefits was a subject that came up at the... last meeting, there was a report back from the remuneration panel that had a number of suggestions of items that might be useful to council as additional benefits, some which were in existence and some proposed. So what I've done is listed out for things that we are doing, this possible policy for your consideration as to become policy, of course, but also on some of the issues, specifically real email, office software, and cell phone for offices. I don't have a particularly clear understanding of what the report meant or the outcome from the meeting to the last council meeting to explain that. So I've really raised some questions there and wondered if the remuneration panel could respond specifically to those items.
Jennifer? I can speak to that. I'm going to report quite a very brief report on REM and the general business at the end. And I'll cover off on that at that time if that's okay, Kim. But I did notice that you've done some work on that and I really appreciate that you've done. I think what it will be inputs back to you and will be for us to then consider more in more detail.
Just as a point of clarification, I thought in the President's report the REM panel was thanked for its work and sort of not a panel anymore.
Well, yeah. We've got a structural review and we're halfway through the year. I suspect the way through this will be to reconvene another one for next year.
But if I could get some clarity on these,
I think that, Michael?
I've got a number of comments, but I don't think they're important enough to go to spend all the council's time now. I wonder whether this is something that actually could be picked to the exec to iron out, maybe with some more of the sense made for Jennifer in terms of Keith's response. It seems to me I've got a number of points I'd like to make, but I don't think any of them are of any material relevance to the
I can raise them with me directly.
Yes, I do believe that the REM panel has reported, and that was a fine report, and Keith has it, and Keith is working through the various issues out of it.
If we're going to convince perhaps agree with Keith, I don't see any reason why Keith can't sign off whatever Keith thinks that arrives at, because the authorities require.
Jennifer?
I was going to cover this under general business, but I might have to cover it off now. After last council meeting, because we realised that the whole structure of the committee's type teams had changed, we convened and decided that what we had presented earlier in the report no longer really was a close fit with the proposed structure for ongoing. And so we reconvened, but we couldn't find any points where we could really agree on what the changes would be at this stage. We had some quite detailed discussion, and we need to meet again. And I think this feedback from Keith, I thought, would be very useful for us to discuss now. We don't have to meet again. So I think David's following.
I'm at a loss as to why, because we haven't agreed a structure yet, so how can you possibly meet or anything until the structure's agreed?
Okay. All right, I'll comment on that again. One thing that did come through in my latest call for feedback was that what we have done to date should go to the Structural Review Committee.
Yes.
For them to consider as they are
I think that's very reasonable.
Which brings me back to the original conversation we had at the outset of setting up REM review, in which we debated whether there should be a linkage at the time of someone from REM review actually participating in the structural review. And I suppose that now raises that question again as to whether that's relevant or not going forward.
Well, I think the issue there is that the ED should be on the REM review panel and hasn't ever been tasked with that, because I am the common link between the structural review and the remuneration panel.
I'm confused, Mr. Chairman. I thought the remuneration panel has completed its task.
Yes.
And has done the report with the key things, which is to set the level of honorarium fees. I understand all these other issues. And I'm not saying they're not important.
Oh, they're minor. They're
minor, or however we want to qualify them. The question is, are we reconstituting the remuneration panel for whatever reason? And
I don't think there's a need to do that. I don't think it's appropriate to reconstitute it at this stage.
Okay, so where? Because Jennifer's talking about having more meetings.
Isn't it similar as Jennifer provides a report? I mean, obviously, the panel's done some valuable thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Provides a report giving us the benefit of that thinking, which goes to Keith, and then presumably the structural review.
Well, that's the process that's going on at the moment.
Yes, David, have you got something you want to
say? What's got confusing is the REM review panel prior to the AGM came up with suggestions of councillors that were seeking meeting fees for various activities. It didn't get presented before the AGM because there are logistical issues. Then what happened is afterwards it came out, but at the same time we changed our structure somewhat, but we got rid of the formal task forces and working groups. The reason the panel then kept meeting, even though it should have died at the AGM, was to look at, does this now work with Tiger teams? Do they count as formal meetings? Lots of issues there, and it was actually quite difficult to get consensus. My suggestion, which I think is now what's come, is we're halfway through the year. The structural review may change the whole nature of what a council does anyway. So let's take the good work done and pop it into an input to the strategic review, so the review team can use it when they come up with their proposals. They may be able to incorporate it. So that's why the work sort of carried on, because of the change in.
Yep. I'd add that from a staff perspective, in the fiscal envelope that we're going to discuss later this afternoon too, that we have built in an additional $50,000 as a figure not quite plucked out of the sky, but a figure for councillor honoraria based on a couple of calculations we've done either around Jennifer's original proposal in the new structure or on a flat rate per meeting kind of thing. So it's covered off.
That's fine. I'm not really worried about that. What I'm trying to get at is, do we have a rogue committee going? That's what I don't want to have. I don't want to have people thinking they've got a committee constituted for council to go and do stuff when they don't. And we constituted the REM review panel to do a job. They did the job. It's unconstituted. Regardless of whether you think it's a good idea to carry on talking about stuff, the agreement's over. And let's move on. If we need another one, then we'll constitute that. But I don't think that an ad hoc group can decide that they're a committee of council and they've got to keep using resources, staff resources, their own resources, without some sort of mandate.
I think your point's well made, Mark, and thank you for that. Keith.
I think the outputs from
just before that, it just occurred to me that one significant item not covered off in the EPA report might be appropriate for progress, and that's the history.
Because
there has been significant progress made on that.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I don't mean you have to
name
names, but...
Yes. Well, that's actually part of the monthly report, but I guess it's a big enough project to comment on. Just finally on the what is in front of us is just to note that Internet NZ has been confirmed as an at-large structure. So there you go. our information pack is due to arrive sometime soon. The history of the Internet project, I think, just in terms of a very quick progress report, we have conducted interviews of a number of people. Well, we sought submissions, we got a number. We did interviews with a small number of those, and we selected a successful person to undertake the project. And the project detail is being negotiated currently. The major outcome will be a book, and the minor outcomes will be wiki type material along the way, and there'll be a full report in next month's report.
Can I just note, while we're on the subject, I have a parcel of work sitting in my file to hand to the History of the Internet project, so let me know when you're ready.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie. Noted.
Thank you, Keith. Is that the end of your report?
That is it. And there are a number of recommendations.
Yes. These are the ones written out here, aren't they, Keith? Now, I'd like to... I'd like to put a motion that the Executive Director's report be received, that the imminent appointment of the 2007 Cyber Law Fellow be noted, and that Council note ICANN's confirmation of Internet NZ as an at-large structure. Do I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Michael. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Abstentions? Thank you. Now we have another one. This is one about the advertising .nz funds. You're going to move that, Michael? Seconded by Chris. I put the motion. Four. I'm sorry, I put the motion. All those in favour, please.
Aye.
Aye. Are those against? Abstentions? Right, that's done. Thank you. The final... Michael and Chris. I put that one, and Michael seconded it. Now we have the motion about the Tiger Team. Now I think we've discussed the terminology here, and nobody seems terribly happy calling this one a Tiger Team. Can we come up with something that that basically is semantic that we're happy with, or do people feel that this is not something we can just go with? Simon?
There's two issues here.
Yes?
We have another proposal that is talking about a working group.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's next up. Yeah, sorry.
We have a proposal that's talking about a working group that came through on the NOC report to deal with the approval process. And we've got another proposal here for Tiger Team. Before we get down into the semantics of whether we call it a Tiger Team, and I think Mark's comments were quite correct, it's got a whole bunch of ongoing functions, which takes me on. Do we want two groups, which are essentially going to be comprised of the overlapping people, definitely, following a very similar path?
Thank you, Simon. Point made. David?
I think we can, without too much difficulty, I'll be guided by Frank here, merge the two into one. And how I would frame this is the Internet Governance or Working Group will have a number of functions, one of which is the involvement with accountability framework for government and ICANN. The chair of NZOC and the chair of public policy are both listed on there, and the original discussions on this from Keith is it's actually a working group that report both to public policy and to NZOC. So generally for what it does, it will be a working group of both. When it comes to a specific issue, such as ICANN government.nz negotiations, I would be quite happy to have it recognised that any work that's involved with them there would go through NZOC and have to be approved by the NZOC before it goes to council, because I think it's important to recognise the lead agency, I suppose. So I would see this taking the place of that working group talked about, but because it would probably be much the same people are involved. I would also see, in terms of the actual negotiating team, that the three senior staff, I think they missed a bit about NZRS here. If you're negotiating anything, you have to be very careful what you may be committing that company to. Is you'd have the general manager of NZRS, along with Keith and Debbie Hitch, your basic negotiating team, but quite clearly the domain name commissioner is the project manager and the lead person on this. So that's my concept of what I think would be workable. We recognise this as a working group of both public policy and NZOC, but we recognise that it will report through NZOC on anything relating to .nz.
Right. Keith, you seem to be nodding there. Was that
I think
a true extension of your view?
Well, I'd firstly like to get a nod and a wink from Debbie about the addition of Griffin to a working group like that. That's something that might need to think about a little bit. But
that's not about the material part. I'm just making it yeah. make sure you cover off anything that could be an obligation on into the areas.
Well, first I just have to say that we haven't yet completed the discussion on whether we have a relationship with government at all, so whether there would be a working group that comes out of that process is not particularly clear.
But this working group is also looking at ICANN, it's looking at governance issues.
I understand that. I'm simply saying that there isn't any way that you can necessarily say we're rolling two things together, we haven't had the agreement that there will be a second.
Well, neither of them may exist, so we're not rolling any two existing committees. We're actually here.
I realise that, but we're also talking about creating a committee here.
Yeah.
We're not talking about creating a working group, whatever people want to say, and we aren't talking about creating a tiger team. This is a committee. Yeah. It's there for a long-term process. Yeah. Its overview and its terms of reference are committee terms.
I tend to agree that the scope creep that's applied is making it a county.
Let us hear from Chris. I've got three others on the screen. Mark, then Jennifer, then Michael.
I'd like to come back to me, I'm sorry.
Jennifer.
I was going to say, there's probably an equivalent to international affairs. The International Affairs Committee was the one committee that actually got together Internet NZ and its whole family in a single group, and that they had enormous value in that respect. And so it was ongoing. It wasn't a public version, it was ongoing. So I think something with that equivalent, I think, is essential.
Michael, then Keith, then Mark's remembered.
Mark has remembered the key factor about whether it's the NZOC proposal or the Tiger Team, whatever, is all about .nz. So it actually does support through NZOC anyway. That's the nature of the beast. Because it's .nz governance.
There's a lot of internet governance issues. We'll be discussing spam at the internet governance forum, etc. We'll come back to that. Michael will hand it up.
Maybe
we missed that in the terms of reference.
Maybe I can help building on the conversation David and many of the others have. One group, if there are two functions, one group, I would be inclined to call it a steering group. And I think that it should report fully and completely to both ends of that steering council. And I'm quite happy to add public policy to that list if you feel that's appropriate, David. And then obviously that group would need to, it's important that it always reports fully to all entities, but that group would need to decide when there are decisions to be made, which entity needs to make a decision. So for example, some decisions may require the advice of the NZOC before a decision point counts.
Okay. Frank, I saw you signaling.
Oh, just so, what I was going to say was that the, I'm pretty comfortable with any sensible structure that comes up. The main concern we have is that NZOC be in a position to provide steering capability. And so long as that's recognised, obviously, if we were to go with this group here as being the working group, there would be some revision to our proposal would be necessary in order to make it fit in. I'm pretty sure that we can come up between Debbie and Keith and me and David perhaps, and come up with something pretty quickly that would make some sense. If we needed to need to have something in place quickly, because an issue is coming up, then we can probably have an e-vote on it if necessary. As far as the issue around taking it forward with New Zealand government stuff, then who knows when that's actually going to get off the ground anyway. I mean, there's a lot of water to pass under the bridge. Any urgency about getting it going would be in terms of the other sorts of governance areas that David is talking about. And I think that Mark does have a point there, that if it's going to be dealing with some of those other issues, perhaps they need to be spelled out a little bit more in the terms of reference than they currently are. So perhaps we need to do a little more thinking around that. I don't think it's difficult, I just think it needs a bit of focus.
Okay. All right, Mark, are you?
I'm concerned that we're being asked to sign off on a blanket that we don't know what's underneath. Because we've not had any mention of spam, we've not had any mention of any other issues. The document in front of us says objective to protect the .nz delegation and model. Now that's not spam, that's not cyber safety, that's not all sorts of other things, that's protecting .nz. We're talking about purpose to retain an overview of national and international governance issues. That's governance, not operational procedural issues like spam or cyber safety. They're not governance issues per se. Now, governments may have something to say about it, but if you're creating a government relationship committee, which we used to have, by the way, before you amalgamated everything into two sodding committees, which I was against at the time, then, you know, let's say so. Let's say it up front. Let's actually, if the whole of things doesn't fit what we need to do, then maybe we made the wrong decision and we go back and revisit it. But I do not wish to see committees being established by stealth in the same way that I don't wish to see road committees being established on an ad hoc basis. This is bad procedure.
David, will you say mine?
Yeah, I think there's a misunderstanding where I gave the example of spam. It's not to do with spam on the domestic side, but there is a body called the Internet Governance Forum. Only we have taken a position internationally that we actually want that group to stay away from the domain name system and IP address allocation. It's got its own agenda of going to be well and stuff. The relationship with ICANN and .nz stuff is a major part. My understanding, having heard discussion over some time about that, is that it is wider than that, but only wider in terms of where there's issues that are about internet governance at the international level, such as what goes on the agenda of the internet governance forum. We're going to be consulted on what should be on the agenda. Do we put people up for the steering committee? Do we want to submit papers to it? There's all sorts of, and that's the idea of the working group, and people with interest in that area, where we could both promote what we think the IGF should be doing, but also tell it what it should be sticking away from, such as that.
Okay, can we put this to bed now by inviting the two senior staff members here, together with David and Frank, to bring a suitable proposal for the constitution of this group? Will people be happy with that?
Yes.
Mm. Right, let's do it. I'm going to move that. Seconded, thank you, Jamie. I put the motion.
What is the motion?
The motion is that you and Debbie and Frank and David, jointly produce a proposal for a team which manages internet governance issues. That's the ones which you've listed here, Keith, and the ones that are listed in Frank's paper for NZOC. It's the same team, and that you produce a proposal for membership of that, probably to be adopted by e-vote by this council.
No, I don't object to that. I think it needs to be a face-to-face discussion. I think that the terms of reference should be distributed, but it does need to be a proper discussion.
Okay, all right, I'm happy with that.
Concurs and just wait to see what they are. I think any councillor who doesn't like...
No, I think that we adopt a procedural way of doing things or we don't bother.
You're saying that you refuse to rule out the possibility that what comes forward could not possibly be dealt with by email or teleconference call. See what comes forward. If one councillor says, no, this has to be dealt with face-to-face, it will be, but why don't you just wait to see what it is?
Well, I'm happy just to end the motion at the words brought to council.
Yep, that's just that, right?
Okay, so I'm putting that motion. Do you need me to repeat it? Because I don't think I can.
I think you do, because it went, you need to repeat it moderately, okay. Slowly.
The motion is that the four people I mentioned, do you need me to list them? Yeah. Will jointly meet or jointly agree on a recommendation for council of a committee. Is committee the appropriate word?
A subgroup.
Thank you. A subgroup to address the internet governance issues highlighted in Keith's report and to form a working group referred to in the ED report and to form the working group described in NZOC's paper on formalising the relationships with government and ICANN. Thank you, Michael. I'm going to put that motion. I put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Abstentions? That was an abstention, was it, Chris?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Right. We're through the ED's report, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Good. Now we'll return to the NZOC papers.
We have to make that in principle decision about do we want to agree with the government.
Who is that?
This is true.
And there are the two recommendations with the NZ, with the ICANN one, and the question
indeed.
Whether they are completely wound up.
I think we've identified the who for those ones, so hopefully it's not too difficult at this stage. But what we need to do is agree. Well, first of all, agree that we actually want something done, or at least explored.
Well, given the previous motion, haven't you said that this group will come up, the small group of four will come up with the proposal and the terms of reference?
Fair point.
One suggestion, Mr. President.
Yes, Frank.
It might be quite useful if a signal was sent to the New Zealand government that Internet New Zealand had agreed in principle to open to explore the options for a possible MOU or some form of agreement.
Explore the options.
So, in other words, a sort of an agreement in principle to proceed without commitment might be quite useful. Without prejudice,
Without prejudice. Can I put in a personal plea for the word discussions rather than negotiations? It's just slightly more open.
Yeah, discussion.
You are the president.
Thank you. Yes, Mark.
Can we tell our members first?
I would support that. I think that we don't want to appear like agreement in the negative sense.
But you are voting to actually provide.
I don't think Mark's saying we'll make a decision, but that if we make a decision to principle open the discussions,
well,
that we should make sure there's a carefully crafted
If we're going to get into that situation with all of our decisions, and that's fair enough, we should have a members' newsletter that covers these matters, which is one issue that we get subsumed within it. That's not a reason to not make a decision.
No, I didn't say not make a decision, Frank. I said, can we make sure that our members know first, right, so that they don't hear about it from the media?
I think it would be good if.
I think the point has been noted that there is a comms plan need around this particular subject.
Can we do that and pass that back to the ED to deal with the communications issues of this? Do you still need to make a comment, Jamie, or can we pass
on?
Yeah,
just possible solution here, and it's a form of preamble, I guess, to negotiation. I mentioned this to a couple of people during the break after our discussions, but something to consider is handing the New Zealand government our strategic plan.
Tammy, I think you need to speak up or face the Susan's having trouble hearing you, I think.
An idea to consider is to hand New Zealand Government our strategic plan for their review as a form of preamble to negotiation for them to consider. If we get feedback from that review that our strategic plan is compatible with how they see things, that should give us an idea about the kind of environment we'll be going into prior to negotiation.
That's a good idea.
I think there's some reservations about that because we're talking about the delegation of .nz specifically rather than the list of activities that we deal in. And sometimes we go head to head with government on policy issues that they might not like to see in the state.
Can I suggest this idea be kicked to the group that we've just agreed that will get formed and for dealing with? And I'm going to suggest that we have a break. Is that appropriate for you, Chris, or do you have something you need to say now?
I just want to say, what is it that we are supposed to be kicking to this group? I don't understand
the idea
yet
that,
what we're trying to kick
the
to
idea
the
that group. Jamie just came up with.
We haven't agreed.
I thought we had.
Proposing it's self-fulfillment. Yeah.
Formation.
Yeah. I thought we had. Okay. David?
My understanding of what we need to do is we need to make an in-principle decision on whether we want to discuss a more formal relationship with the government. We need to vote on that today, is what we've been debating.
Yes.
That stands regardless of the four of us having been tasked to talk about process for that, because it would be a lot simpler if you decide not to, then it's only with ICANN. But we need to today decide an appropriate wording, I think, discuss more formal is what seems to meet the standard, whether or not we want that to happen. So if someone wants to word, perhaps if Frank wants to place it.
I actually think, no offence to Frank, it would actually be quite good if somebody else proposed that motion. Perhaps, David, you might want to word one.
Well, you're assuming I get a vote in favour of it. I just say we should vote on it. The motion would be that the InterNZ Council agree to enter into discussions with the New Zealand government regarding a more formal relationship.
With respect to .nz?
With respect to management of .nz.
If you want to make it even vague, you can say just talk to the New Zealand government regarding their .nz delegation. Because what you're then saying is you talk first. Discussions implies that they will talk back.
Yeah.
If you say that we can talk to the New Zealand government regarding our .nz delegation.
Yeah. Happy with that.
Yeah.
Mark? Yes?
What do we do if, when our members hear about it, they decide they don't want us to talk to the New Zealand government?
Yeah.
I would imagine we would have to stop doing it, just the same as other things that we put to members.
It's your point. You might wind up looking like Wally's again with the New Zealand government, because things will go on one channel, and then the members will come back at an AGM and say stop.
Our members could just refuse to ratify the NetSafe thing we just did as well.
This morning, that we don't want to go part way down this process and then pull back from it. My view is that we should actually canvass support for this with the membership before we go and talk to government. Mainly because if you go and talk to government, you've got to actually pick the right person to talk to, because there is a huge amount, as Frank said, of ignorance there about what we actually do.
It's not a bad idea.
So you talk to the wrong person, and they'll immediately hear off in a wild way. If you were only talking to Mike Pearson, for example, at SSC, you could be wasting your time completely. I don't think we would be either, but it might not be our choice here.
I think the solution here, Mark makes valid points about the need for member consultation, but I don't think it has to be. I think if we do appropriate comms material, and we can point members to the paper that went up and said the view of council was that this is worth discussing with, we welcome any feedback from members. And I doubt we're going to get a huge amount, but we can then participate on the members list. I don't see this has to slow things down by more than a week. I doubt we were planning to rush off from here tomorrow morning. So I don't see it as a biggie, but I think the key thing is the staff get an appropriate email to the members list, pointing to the paper that's on the public website and saying, our view is that we want to start having some discussions, but we're not committed to anything at this stage beyond discussions.
Frank,
will that be adequate, Mark?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Frank, what
What sort of urgency do we have here on the sources? How quickly do we do you think we need to know?
Well, I don't think there's any particular urgency at all. It could well be, I mean, it's even if the government, in whatever form it takes, was very, very eager to advance this, it would be well into next year before it would be in a position to start seriously talking.
Right. True.
Oh, so we don't need to move at the speed of light.
But I reckon
we have it was coming to the December meeting. The working group wasn't going to come until December, so there was no hurry.
Well, now we have a motion from David sitting on the table.
Yep.
Do I need to repeat that motion?
Yes.
Or does David need to repeat the motion? No? Can you, if you've got it written down, can you read it out, Susie?
The Internet NZ Council agreed to talk to government regarding the .NZ delegation. We changed it to talk or suggested
talk. Talk is fine. It is, it's talk, not definitely formalised. I will actually
vote for it. That has been moved by David and seconded by Mark. And David guarantees to vote for it. But everybody else now gets a chance to put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Abstain.
I think it might be appropriate for me to.
I think it might be. I think it might be. That was abstention, Frank. Everybody else voted for.
No, I abstained as well.
Oh, did you? Sorry. Okay. Jamie abstained. Right. We also have outstanding the ICANN stuff, don't we?
No. Isn't it gone into
the Yeah, that will come back from the group.
Okay, we're fine. So we're all done on that.
Hold on.
Right. Let's have 5 minutes. But no more, please.
Thank you.